We're at the Star Valley Conservation District today. Caitlin Neild has been helping with a major project out of the Conservation District called the Grays River Forest Collaborative. It's involved everything from timber harvest at the head of the Grays to a series of trails midway through the Grays. But most recently, it's involved redoing essentially Grover Park, making some more opportunities up there, developing some more opportunities for everything from additional trails to better campsites to regeneration of some of the forest, and a public meeting coming up. Caitlin Neild, where do we start on the Grays River Collaborative, Forest Collaborative regarding Grover Park?
So where we're starting with the Grays River with the Grover Park project from the Grays River Collaborative is we've met up at Grover Park twice in the last year and just looked at what's up there. And so Grover Park's a great area where everybody can take ATVs, go camp, just run up for the, you know, for the day. It's a great area to use. And so we're looking at improvements that could be made up there, that recommendations that the public would like to see that goes to the Forest Service to help make that that area better, more usable. So right now we're just, we've been mapping Grover Park and just getting a sense of what's out there. So
you've had a visit to the site too with a collaborative group. And when you say mapping it, this is kind of a detailed research of Grover Park. So it's done properly, done correct, right?
Yes. So yeah, we've been doing all that. And the next thing that we would like to do is have a public meeting where everybody can come and look at the maps that we do have and what suggestions the collaborative has come up with, and then we'd like public input on that and see if there's anything that we missed, anything that people would like to see. So that's our next plan.
And that public meeting, again, remind us of the date again.
It's January 16th from 5 to 8, and it will be at the Afton Civic Center.
Okay. Well, we have you here at the Conservation District. A reminder what the work that's been going on with the Grays River Forest Collaborative up Grays River earlier. You haven't been idle with this group, have you?
No, this group has been meeting for the last two and a half years. It started out really looking at forest health and what we could do as a community to help the Forest Service move projects forward, just giving recommendations. The Tri-Basin Timber Sale project came out of the Grays River Forest Collaborative, and that will be going out for bids on December 3rd.
Oh, really? So coming right up then.
It's coming right up. So with that...
That's the head of the Grays moving some of that dead timber out of there.
Right, right. There's, I think, 7,000 board feet
right
that will come out of that timber sale. And the Forest Service has done a really good job, you know, improving the road out at the south end. You know, that will be the haul road. So they've used that fire money to improve that, make access to the timber sale. So they've also replaced some bridges and culverts.
Preparing for this.
Yeah, preparing for this. And it also opened up 12 miles of fish passage, actually. So that's been a plus of having that timber sale, is the Forest Service has really been able to do some other
improvements. Wow.
Yeah, so.
Okay, plus some trails down midway through Grays River, that type of thing. A lot of work going on the past couple of years.
Right. The Forest Service has done a lot, and just some suggestions that the collaborative brought to them, they've taken that forward, and so we just hope to keep that moving forward, that relationship.
Kind of a concluding comment on the work of the collaborative or Grover Park in general as we wrap it up here.
Just come to the public meeting. We'd appreciate everybody's input, and the collaborative will be meeting again just before this meeting, just to make sure everything's prepared for that. And we'll be meeting in Aetna on January 12th. And so that is open to the public. It's from 9 to noon during the day. We also have minutes and information about the collaborative on our website, the starvalleycd.org.
Okay. So. And one more time on that public meeting regarding Grover Park, if we could, the date and time.
Yeah, the public meeting will be January 16th from 5 to 8. It's an open house and just at the Afton Civic Center.
Okay. Caitlin Neild, Star Valley Conservation Service.